Okay, today is Daf Tes Vav. We're still on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are about ten lines from the bottom on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Amr Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. And today we'll learn for Refuah Shleima Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril, Mordechai Ben Amalia, Moshe Shmuel Ben Basi Bela, and Avigal Bas Esther Malka. So here we go. It's a hard, very hard Daf today. Amr Rabbi Yossi, not except for the first few minutes. Amr Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Nazir shekal lo yamav. If a Nazir finishes his days, he finished his days, all good, it's all good to go, but he still didn't bring his kavanos yet. Loka ala tuma, veino loka ala taglachas v'alo ala yayin. And then for whatever reason he gets tummy, he's malchus for that. But he doesn't get malchus if he drinks wine or if he takes a haircut. Maishna toma delaki, why? Damar kra, kol yimei haziru l'ashem, l'rabos yomim shalacha malos, kiyom shalufne malos. Right? It's a pasuk. Okay? Ihachi, if that's true, ataglach is naime l'chayev. Should be chayev on a haircut as well. Daha amar rachmana, kol yimei nadar nizra tar l'yarva rosho, lasos yom shalacha malos, kiyom shalufne malos. Same pasuk. The Sioux also, call you may Nizro, Mikol Shayasim, Megifan Yayin, Lazos, Shalachamalos, Kyomfel, Shalfnamalos. Doesn't make sense. Why are you singling out one out of the three? Shiny Hacha, it's different. Amar Rahman, Torah says, Vitame Rosho Nizro. Misha Nizro, Talulai Birosho. Right? In other words, the Gemara is learning out the pasuk in such a way that, the only thing you have to do is take your hair, take a shave. In other words, your nazirus is done. You didn't take a shave yet, and now you got tummy. You get malchus for that, but you don't get malchus for the other two, for shaving and wine. That's it. So Gemara says, "Maybe one second. Nazir shekol lo yamav. If a nazir finished his nazirus, but what is he still lacking? The only thing he's lacking is karbanos. No, yeah, karbanos, right? Aser legaleach v'lishtos yayin l'tam v'lemethim. He can't do all three. V'yim gilach v'shasa yayin v'nitma l'methim harez esav v'get harbayim. You do any of those three, you get malchus for that. There's no difference between tumah and haircuts and wine. They're all the same. And you know what? Tiyufta. It's wrong. Okay? Okay. Good? If we had time yesterday, we would have got to hear it yesterday. Okay. Now, here we go. Ready? You have to really concentrate today. Hareini Nazir. If someone says, I'll be a Nazir, l'kishayili ben, when I have a son, whenever that is, it's mashma that the guy's not saying it on the way to the delivery room. Mashma is not saying it at that point. He's saying it earlier. Right? That's just mashma, because otherwise...
What?
Maybe yes, maybe no, doesn't make a difference.
Check it for what reason?
It's mashma. He's not saying this on the way to the delivery room. If he's not saying it, then he's saying it much earlier. Much earlier in his life, he's saying it. Whenever I have a son, I'll be a nazir. V'nazir me'yayom, and I'll be a nazir 100 days from right now. Okay. Nolad lo ben. So if he has a son, ad shiv him. If it's up to 70 days, if it's within the first 70 days, lo hifsid klum. He doesn't lose anything. What does that mean? Lo hifsid klum. Nothing gets lost. The naziris of his son will be included in his 100 days. Okay, which is not what we said yesterday. It's a totally different thing. Lachar shivim, after 70 days, soser shivim, it's in the 70 days we'll have to stop. She'ein taglachas pachos mishloshim yom. Because you can't take a haircut in less than 30 days. In other words, if it's within the first 70 days, you have a boy, so now your naziris will coincide with those days, whatever days you're up to. Let's say it's day 70. So you have 30 days left. So the same 30 days, we'll go to the same 30 days. If it's after day 70, day 80, then something has to give here, because you only have 20 days left. But in Aziris is 30 days.
There's no overlap.
Right. Well, there's not enough of an overlap. There's not a 30-day overlap. So the truth is, we're going to do the Tosfos inside, and
this,
he'll.
So this is two different materials.
What?
Two different materials.
Yeah, two different materials.
The one in tomato, you're not totally having a bend.
What? Correct, correct.
It's not totally in the bend.
Exactly, it's not it's right now.
Right, right now.
It's a little different than yesterday. Yesterday was in 20 days and from right now.
Right. Exactly.
Today it's when I have a baby and right now.
Right.
It's a little different, but it's pretty much similar.
Why can't he start after that second period?
What? So we'll do one line of Gemara. Then we're going to do this big Tosfos. Amar Rav Yom Shivim Ola Lakan Ulakan. Day 70 can go for both. On day 70 itself, it can go for both. So now let's look at the Tosfos of Amar Rav. Pirish, Nolad Lo Ben Biyom Ayin. You have a son, Mamish, on day 70. Mixas Hayom Shekodim Haleda Ole Leminyan Hameya. Right? So it was day 70. Vahare Asa Ayin Yom Min Hameya. You already counted day 70. Also, Mixas Hayom Shekodim Haleda Ole Lutchilas Hanaziris. That'll be the beginning, that'll be day one of the second Naziris. V'lo yimne Naziris b'no el ad chav tes yom. That'll go to 99. 29, I'm sorry. Hare yom tzadik tes. That's day 99. It should say shlema. Lamed livno. Which will also be the 30th day of the second one. V'nafkim... What?
29th.
The 99th day will be the 30th day of his son's Naziris.
So he's saying to Shafakula.
Hmm?
He's saying to Shafakula.
Yes, not more than that. Ola lakan ola lakan. So, v'naf kamina, what's the difference? Hashta, shiyom ayin ola lakan ola lakan. If day 70 counts for both, shiyachal legaleach biyom hameya, then you'll be able to take already a haircut on day 100. Shehu Yom Laman Aleph Livno, which was already day 31. Now we learned this already. We learned. We said, can you take a haircut on day 30? So we said, no, it's a gzera. What's the gzera? Atu Shleiman. To here, really, you should wait till day 101, because 100 is 100, right? If you wait till day 101, that'll be day 32. That's so. You have to wait so many days, an extra day. So mitoch she also taglachas ola laziris bino. Since day 100 is day 30, min adin shehu yom lamed aleph bino, and day 100 is day 31. Day 100 now is day 31. Ola nami also taglachas gam laziris dinafshe shehu meyayom. You can take a haircut even for your own, even though it's only day 100. Afal pi she im lo nolad lo ben. Had you not had a son, you would have to wait till day 101. Why? Because it said it's zera off to shleiman, right? Hashta kishenolad aben yachol legalech biyom kuf kinde parishes. You can go on day 100, like I said. Okay, make sense? Vim tomar umay svarihi. What kind of svar is this? Kiva. So, by the way, just as an aside, somebody told me yesterday. A guy who gives Daf Yomi, I met him yesterday, so he tells me, what do you do? You do the Mefarish or you do Tosfos? I said, I do Tosfos. He says, why? I said, I don't know why I picked it. So he says, Chaim Kanievsky said, you should do Tosfos, but not the Ve'im Tomars. Because it's ready. It's ready, but I said, but we're doing it anyway.
Yeah. How is that 100 good enough? He has 100 day term days.
So we learned before that you could always take a haircut on day 30, which is the same thing as day 100. Always, because Mixas Yom Kukulo, we make it Zera, we make you wait till day 31, up to the guy that says, I'm going to hold 30 Shleiman. I'm not holding for Mixas Yom Kukulo. So because of that Zera. Right, so we're going to get to that tomorrow. We're going to get to that tomorrow stuff, with the 29 and the 30. But this is, if you're holding 30, right? Because if you hold 29, you don't hold for Mixas Yom Kukulo. So if you hold from 30, so why, but over here, happens to be that day 7, if you count, oh, lakan, lakan, day 100 will already be day 31.
Of
the second one.
Right.
So since that's good enough, we forego the Xero and you can do both on day 100. That's all. That's what we just said. Right? Vim Tomar, 1 second. My Svarihi. Kivon, what doesn't make any sense? Kivon de Imnolad lo ben, lo yachal le galech ad yom kuf aleph. Had you not had a son, you had to wait till 101. Why? The laws of the galech ad yom kuf aleph lo nazim lo zirus tenaf shei. Because that's the rule. The rule is you have to wait an extra day. Hash tenami lo le galech ad yom kuf aleph. What kind of answer is that? Well, because his son is a hundred, so what? Yours is not. What kind of answer? What kind of svar is that? V'yesh lomar, tohar de lo matzil le galech biyom kuf. Lo havi el midrabanan. It's only midrabanan, like we said. Kid the parishioner parakama, di midaraisa matzil le galech biyom kuf, to mix his yom kukulo. Ela midrabanan gozru de lo le galech ad yom kuf aleph otu hecha de omar shleiman. The whole thing's a gzira. So, v'hacha ukma ad din Torah. So here we go back to the din Torah. Why? Because anyway we're holding from the gzira. We're holding from the gzira on the 30-day one. Why? Because day 100 is day 31. How would day 100 be day 31 if he was born on day 70? Because mix is Yom Kukulo. So that's it. Well, anyone hold it for the Gzera Derbanan. You have to hold the Gzera Derbanan twice. That Bachar you don't have to be. The Kimon de Lazirus, no, fine, very good. Okay, so it makes a little more sense? No, it'll help a little bit, what we just did? Okay, good. Now, okay. Tanan. Nolad lo ad shivim lo hifsid klum. What did the Mishnah say? That if you have a baby born on up to day 70, you don't lose out at all. You don't lose out. What does it mean you don't lose out? What?
It's simultaneous.
Exactly.
You
have
to do another
third. Right. So now 1 second. Vi lakan. What do you mean you don't lose out? You gain. At gure mitkar. You gain a day. Instead of having to wait till day 101, I was able to take aircraft on day 100. Not that I lose out, I gain. Right? So it's a gain for me. So Ella, you're right. But din hu do listen at shivim. We shouldn't have even written that. Umishum diktani seifa achar shivim sozer katani reisha shivim. Because he wanted to say afterwards you lose out, we keep the parallel lashon in the reisha. In a chanami, it's misleading. In a chanami, you do gain a day. Okay? Now, 1 second. Tashma, 1 second. What does it say in the Sefer? Nolad achar shivim, sozer shivim. Right? If you have a baby after 70, you lose 70. Right? Meaning, you have to stop whatever your count is, start your sons, then you'll then you have to start over. It's 80 days. So you stop your count, start your sons' count, and then go back to do your 20 days.
That's 20? You do 20 alone and have the haircut.
So you might have to do it yesterday. You might have to do another 10 days for the haircut. But the point is you have to start over from zero. Right? Now 1 second. My acher. What does it mean, my acher? It still doesn't mean day 71. Because in day 71, we'll get you to the same day 100. Right? If day 70 is 99, day 71 is 100. Right. Acher, acher. It means 72. You're right. It means day 72. Because day 71, same thing. Aval achar mamish, my. What about day 71 mamish? Hachinami de los asar. Then you're right, in a chinami. It would not uproot. It would not affect your first count at all. Day 71. Makes no difference. 71 is also day 1. They'll both end on day 100. And day 101, you're good. So, ihachi, my area, the Tony Nolan, al shivim lo hifsid klum, afilu. Achar shivim nami hamarta lo sasar. A minute, yachim my area. The tiny no lot of shivim. Why does it say until 70 lo hifsid klum? I feel achar shivim nami hamarta lo sasar. Right, even day 71. Right, ela shmamina achar mamish. It must mean mamish. It must mean 71. So the answer is you're right. Now this is a very funny way of saying something. You're right. So the kasha is according to Rav, it can't be that it says day 72. Because it says achar shivim, which means 71. Doesn't mean 72. Achar, achar. It's not what it says. So the answer is, Rav is wrong. Rav is wrong. The day does not count for both. That must be pshat. Rav is wrong. So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Gemara say? V'chein masnisin l'rav shma mina. Those words sound like, you're right. You've just proven Rav is right. So it doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says, Pirish, look at Tosfos, V'chein, Masnisin, L'Rav, Shmamina, Pirish, Masnisin, Yesh Lo Chiyach, D'Lo K'Rav. The Mishnah cannot be like Rav. Because Rav said, day 71 would be good. And Mishnah didn't say that. Mishnah didn't say that at all. You want to fetch that into the Mishnah? You can't do that. You hear? Okay, you hear? We have a minute. The Svir Leila Masnisim. The Mishnah said the Yom Haleda Eino Nechshav Lenaziris Haben Kimo De Nechshav Lenaziris Didei Lemei Yom. It's not the same. The day of the birth, the same day as whatever day you're counting. Why? Shu Nigra V'Nechshav Ya'achar Yomim Sha'avru Tahay Lenaziris Didei V'Lo Dami Lemei De Parshina B'Masnisim. Okay, fine. One second. So go to the second to the last line before the lines get wide, where it says Vim Tomar. Because he asks a good question. Vim Tomar, Vatanan le Kamon, Umaisinan la Beperakama. We learned already, we're going to learn again. The Yom Shloshim, Ola Mixaso Rishon, Umixaso Lanzira Shani. Alma, the Yom Lamed, Ola Lakanu Lakan. We learned that already. Remember, we learned, if someone says I'm going to read another twice consecutively, right. Day 30 is day 1. So why is day 30 day 1, but day 70 can't be day 1 over here? Well, that's Tosa's question. Right? We just said, Rav is wrong. Why is he wrong? We have a guy make the nazir twice. Two consecutive naziruses. The same day 30 is also day 1. Why? Because we do hold Olakan. So like over here, we say Rav is wrong. The Yeshlomar, the Shiny Hassam, the Osi Yom, Ben Shtei Naziris, V'roi Lach Shivo Tchilas, the Naziris Rishon, V'sofo the Naziris Sheni, Mishum the Kirman the Havi Karbonosov, Im Kain, Nigmar Ziraso, Dinu Shiaskal Naziris Hashini Miyad. In other words, since my Naziris is over, why can't my new Naziris begin right away? Why not? What's the downside of saying that? However, let's say somebody says, I'll be another today. I already had breakfast, I already had wine, I took a haircut in the morning. Now I'll be another, I'm big shot, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Can you do that? Of course you can do that.
But you didn't bring the carbos in the first one.
So what? So what? Can I be another at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? I walk out of the barbershop, I look great, now I'll be another now. Can I do that? Why not? And not only that, that's day one.
Okay.
That is day one. Mixes Yom Kippur. So at 2 o'clock, that's considered day one. Right? So can you do that? Yeah. So why can't day 30 also be day one? There's no reason why not. Aval Hacha, the Yom Leda, but the day of the birth of the baby, the Hainu Amar Aleph, Omed Be'emtza Naziris D-Day. It's in the middle of your Naziris. Not at the end of your Naziris, it's smack in the middle. Ubahaschalas Naziris Debray, Roy Lachshivu Kul Naziris Didei, Achayav Shavru, Mishum Degam Hu Cheshman Kufyom. In other words, it's somehow, I'm not sure why, it's different if the second Naziris starts on the last day or smack in the middle. When it starts on the last day, it's good. What is that? Baby food?
Is that breakfast?
All right. We don't have any questions.
Not for me.
It's your other family.
Sure.
After
the sheet, I got
you for
David's
wine
last night. Best
wine
at all.
The kivach of Osi Yom Ayin Aleph Nechsa Acher Kuf Shuvayin Lanosa Kiyom Shalem Liyos Nechsa Naziris Echad. So for some reason, if it's smack in the middle, the Naziris can't be on the same day. Day one cannot be the same day that you're already counting a different Naziris. It must start the next day. If it can overlap with 30, great. If not, your first Naziris has to stop. I'm not sure, 100% sure why. Not what?
Yeah.
That Ola Kan Ola Kan will only apply if it's the end of your Naziris, not if it's in the middle.
Day 65 will work.
What?
Day 65 will work. Day 65.
It'll for sure work. For sure. One question is if it's after 70 or 71, right? Now, Varav, Kaman Amar L'Shmaite. Listen, this is a classic Gemara. We're going to bring the Gemara out of left field. So who's Rav holding like? So our Mishnah did not say like Rav. Our Mishnah can't be Rav. So now Rav could be a Tana himself, but does he have any Tana who agrees with him? That you have a concept of, oh, Lakana, all these funny, all cases? Elei Mika Abishol. Could it be Abishol? What's Abishol? Ditnan, listen to this. Hakoveres meso shloshi yomim kodim l'regel. If somebody is sitting shiva, 3 days before Regel, but la mimenu gzeira shiva. Shiva's over. What if it's 2 days before the Regel? That shiva's not over? We don't hold like this. We don't hold like Abishal at all. By the Gizons, kodim l'regel, shmoni yom kodim l'regel, 8 days before the Regel, but la mimenu gzeira shloshim. So then shloshim will gets bottled by the Regel. Umutar l'saper erev haregel. And not only that, you can take a haircut erev the regel. Why? Because your shloshim is over. V'im lo sefer erev haregel. But if you don't take a haircut erev haregel, asur l'saper achar haregel. You're not allowed to take a haircut after the regel. Right? Says Tos in the bottom line, d'lonitin lidchos el mibnei kavod haregel. The only issue is kavod regel. Hoel velo chile kavod regel. Right? Lo yoel lo haregel lahafzik v'yasim acha regel. So the fact that shiva stopped now, or shloshim stopped now, that doesn't give you a head to take a haircut after the regel. Right? So... What? Not 30 days. Only 8 days.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't?
No.
Because if it's broken, it's broken.
Done.
So I'll tell you an interesting shayla that just came up last week. I heard the shayla at work. A guy lost his brother. So there's a halacha that a chazan, I mean, putting all things aside, a chazan doesn't daven, an aval doesn't daven for the Amidah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? I'm not talking parnasa, whatever, he's so good, they can't deal with Adam. There's a general rule, the halacha is, a chazan doesn't daven, an aval doesn't daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What? So, okay, there's always exceptions, but that's the halacha. So what happened was this guy lost his brother. Okay, the guy lost his brother. So for a brother, there's only shloshim.
Right.
So he said, shloshim is going to be broken by Rosh Hashanah. So then I can daven.
It's over.
So the psak was no. It's exactly this part. It's over for purposes of taking a haircut and things like that. But it's still 30 days. So you can't daven for the Amid. Now I'm not saying, you know, he's so good and he needs the money. That's fine. But in strict halacha, no. The shloshim is only broken for other things, not for this. It's still 30-day rule.
Well, right.
So the interesting split.
Which?
Huh? How do you know which is which? What?
That's not the case.
It's not the case. So this, maybe people argue on this halacha. I don't know. You ever heard such a shayla like this?
No.
It's a weird shayla.
Because that, like you say, after... It doesn't matter because if it's his parnasa, there's always different, you know.
There's always different reasons why they're going to give a heter.
Exactly.
Right, they're always going to give a heter for some reason.
But you are.
He needs the money, he's so good, he's a chazaka, all these things.
30 days is 30 days because even when you are in Avel for a parent, whatever it is, and let's say it's for a chag, so your shiva could end or your shloshim could end, you're still in Yud Beis Chodesh. It doesn't make a difference.
Right, so what's the nafkamina of being in Yud Beis Chodesh if the regel came?
So
we found the nafkamina if you're a chazan.
So no, so you can shave. The whole thing has to do with whether a man can shave.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, whether you can shave,
right.
You can get a haircut. You know, it's not. You're
right.
Still an oval. Yud Beis Chodesh.
Yesterday, a guy couldn't daven in his regular shul. The chazan established chazan. He couldn't write daven in his regular shul in Kinek.
Why? Because he was an oval?
Yes, but he came.
He came to you guys.
Uh
huh. Okay, so that's another heter.
Again.
What?
Right.
Right. However,
I doubt the year I was in the village.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I was doing it for Parnassus purposes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Did you ask him out for after?
I already knew the rule, but yeah.
Yeah. Abishal Omer, listen to this. Abishal Omer, afilu sefer kodem haregel, mutar l'saper achar haregel. No, it doesn't matter. Don't rule like that. Once it's broken, it's broken.
It's over.
Right? Kishekashem shemitzvah shlosha mevatelas gzeiras shiva. Right? Just like holding from 3 days breaks shiva. Kach mitzvah shiva mevatelas gzeiras lamed.
Holding. You should be a little pregnant. You should be lying up.
Exactly. My time of Abishol. What's the reason for Abishol? Lav mishum de kasava shivi ol lakan ol lakan. Isn't it because day 7 counts for both? What does it mean it counts for both? Right? What does it mean it counts for both? Right? For the Shloshim, and also for Erev Yontif. Right? That's what Abishal says. It goes for both. Look at Tosafot on top. Paul Katanakama, the Savar Regal Mavatal Machol in you. He holds Regal Mavatal everything. Upalin Bachrithi, Shekishem, Shemitas Gilvatels, Gzera Zayin, Kachmet Vazayinotels, Gzera Islamit. Upala Katanakama, the Master Chet. Also, he said seven, the Tanakama said eight. Okay, it's a side point. The point is, it goes for both. Lakan and Lakan. You're done with your Shiva, and now you can take a haircut. And after Yondif, you can also take a haircut. Why? Because the same day goes for both. That's exactly what Rav said. So the Gemara says no. Dilma Adkan lo kamar abashal el bavel zayin derabanan. Yeah, because the veils of Shiva is only derabanan. So you want to throw the guy a bone like this? Okay. Aval nazir daraisa lo. We would never say that about another, which is a daraisa. Ola lakan olakan. El Rav da amar kribyosi. Rather, it must be that Rav holds like kribyosi. The Tanya, Rabyosi Omer. Okay, the rule is like this. In the olden days, it doesn't apply today. It's not halacha today. If a woman during a certain period of the month saw a riyah of dam, or a zav riyah's dam, let's say, and she was during the 11 days of Yud Alef Yom Shebein Nida Lenida, and she saw a riyah, she had to count one day connected to one day. So if she saw on Monday, she had to count Tuesday. What if she saw Monday and Tuesday? She has to count on Wednesday. What if she saw Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Then she has to count 7 days. Okay? Good? Okay. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omar, listen to this. Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. Let's say she's Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. Right? Sheshachtu Vizarku Aleha B'Sheini Shalah. She saw Monday, so she's counting Tuesday. Tuesday happens to be Erev Pesach. Okay? It's Erev Pesach. So she goes over to her husband. She says, listen, I intend to be Torah tonight. It's Shomeris Yom Kineged yesterday. Have me in mind for the Korban Pesach. And I'll see you by the Seder. Looking forward. Right? That's what happens.
And afterwards.
After that, so Shachnu Vizarkalav B'Sheni Shalah. After that, Achakach, after that, Rasa, she saw Dam. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right? So what's that called? It's 2 days in a row, right? Harezeh eina ocheles, so she cannot eat. She cannot eat from the Korban Pesach because she's tummy. At night she's tummy. However, upatur milasos Pesach sheni, but she doesn't have to make a Pesach sheni. She's putter from Pesach sheni. How could that be? What kind of funny thing is that? Right? My time of Rav Yossi. What's his reason? Lav Mishum, isn't it because he holds the Kasavar Mixas Hayom Kikulo? Mixas Hayom Kikulo? Isn't that Pshat? Mixas Yom Kikulo? Right, what does that mean? Let's look at Gesundheit. Let's look at Tosfos. My time at Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? Nimtza, it comes out, Ki Bishas Shchita Uzrika, at the moment of the Shchita and the Zrika, Haisa Tahora Gemura. She was 100% tar. Why? Because Shomeres Yom, and she hadn't seen yet. At 12 o'clock when they brought the Korban Pesach, she was Tahora. Lechora. Right? Dimikala Haba, he mitame. She became Tame going forward. Well, I'm afraid, not backwards. So at 12 o'clock she was Tar, at 5 o'clock she was Tame. Now in our world, we don't have such a concept like this. Because we don't hold like this. Right? We don't hold like, you can't split the day in half. For Rabbi Yossi held, it's with a day and a half. Right? The Chihadra Chaja Metamin La Mikan La Haba. Now that she became Tomei 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's going to affect her tomorrow. That's going to be a problem for tonight. She can't eat the Korban Pesach tonight. Tomorrow it's a problem also. She has to be Shomeris Yom again. But what about the Korban that was shechted 5 hours ago? That's fine. That's totally fine. Ulamachar ta'asa shimur gomor lemitzas yom zeh shenitmeis. Tomorrow she has to hold Shomeris Yom for today. What today? For the 5 o'clock in the afternoon riyah that she had. Alma the yom sheni zeh, this second day, mitzas hayom chashvirin la la yom tar, the lave shimur la yom she'esmol, the half the days for the Shomeris Yom for the day before. Hilgach shchita b'zrika tahora haya. At the time of the shchita, she was tahora. Right? And the rest of the day is considered a Yom Tuma. They'll have a Yom Shal Machar Shimur Lahai Mitzvah Yom. Tomorrow, she'll have to be Shomeres Yom for today. Aval Rabbanon, please, no, Rabbanon doesn't hold like this. Umatame lemafreya. No, you're tame retroactively. Umachasvidan zeyom kulo tame kiyom shal esmol. You're 100% tame. Well, that's what we understand a world like that. Right? Virav the Amar Kerbiosi. Rav hold the Kerbiosi. Afa gav the hocha nami ha yisvar the chashivas yom kikulo tame kiyom shal farav kisir Rabbanon. But no, Rabbiosi says, I stick to my guns, and half the day you're tar, therefore, the carbon Pesach that you brought for her was good. Happens to me, she can't eat it. Therefore, no Pesach Sheni. It's a funny shita, but that's a Rabbi Yossi shita. And that's what Rav holds like. That's why all Lakan Olakan mixes Yom Kukulo in such a funny way, mixes Yom Kukulo. Now we skip the next line. Now we go to Umi Savar Rabbi Yossi Hachi. Okay? Does Rabbi Yossi really hold like this? For Tanya, but we learned Rabbi Yossi Omer Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyos. A Zav has two Re'iyos. A Zav is different than a Zava because a Zav is a man. A Zav has two Re'iyos. Another difference is the two Re'iyos of a man can even be in the same day. 7 o'clock in the morning, then 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Two Re'iyos. He already has to hold 7 days. So Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyos Sheshach Levezar Kol Abishvi. Same thing about a man, right? He has two Re'iyos today. He's going to be tar tonight, right? Well, today's the seventh day, right? Bashvi, it's a seventh day, so he has to count 7 days, right? It's a seventh day. V'chein shomeres yom kineged yom sheshachdu v'zarku aleha. Same exact story. She saw a re'i on Monday. Now it's Tuesday. She's shomeres yom. Happens to be today's erev Pesach. Achakach ro. After the shechita, she had a re'iyah, or the man had a re'iyah. Afal pi shematav mishkav moshev lemafreya. Even though we go retroactively, peturah b'lasos Pesach sheni. She's potter from Macy making a Pesach Sheni. So 1 second. Rabbi Yossi held, we don't go retroactively. My limafreya. What does it mean retroactively? Midrabanon. Oh, midrabanon we go retroactively, not midaraisa. Hachirah mistabrut. That makes a lot of sense. Tisal gadaitach midaraisa. If you go retroactively midaraisa, am I perturbed with also Pesach Sheni? Why are you potter from making a Pesach Sheni? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Obviously, only midrabanan, chumah midrabanan, because it's a funny thing to tell people. Well, what time of the day? It's a funny thing. So, for purposes of being a Pesach Sheni, she doesn't have to. And regarding everything else, we're going to tell her she's tamei l'mafreya. So the Gemara says, no, l'olam emalach tumah daraisa. Maybe he can take tumah daraisa to home deziva hitiru. What's to home deziva? Means the depths of the ziva we will matir. What does that mean? So look at the Tosfos of Hatahom. Okay? Tosfos says, Pirish, the Bishas Shechita, at the moment of Shechita, Yeshiv al Evan Achas, she was sitting on a stone, Velo Yoda, Sheklal, she didn't know at all, Shekever Tachtov, Ad Achar Shechita. There was a grave down there. She was taking a walk, Erev Pesach, she sits down to rest, little does she know, there's some grave over there. Right? She didn't know, she had no idea. It's called Tumas Tahom. There's a tumor from the depths of the earth, 1,000 years ago, there's somebody buried there. She didn't know that. So, Achar Shechita Nodelo Shenitma Bekever HaTahom. After the Shechita, you went to that place? No! They cordoned it off, the graveyard. V'chein hacha lo yada adam b'shas shchita imachrei kein tirev v'tister lios tumeya. No one has any clue. I'm going to become tamei later. It was a fluke. I got tamei yesterday. I had some strange ria. It wasn't supposed to happen. Not going to happen again. Tumas hatahom itiru lasos pesach v'nazir. So tumas hatahom is a heter for pesach and for nazir. Why that is, I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of Tumas HaTahom, but it's some kind of kula. So what the Gemara is doing is the Gemara is comparing Tumas HaTahom to Tumas Ziva. It's a fluke thing. It's like some random occurrence. I mean, you can say anything about anybody. I didn't know the dead body is going to fall on top of me. I didn't know that. Right? It's always Tumas never planned. I mean, yeah, you could walk into a hospital, you could walk into a guy's deathbed, don't walk in there on Erev Pesach, right? But okay. But the Gemara is comparing Tumas HaTahom to Tumas Ziva, and just like for that we have some kula, so too over here we have a kula. The Afra Biosi Savar Lemafreya Dirabanan. Even Rav Oshia holds the same thing. The Tanya, Rav Oshia Omar, Haroa Zav B'Shvi Shalom, If a Zav sees a Re'iyah on the seventh day, which happens to be Erev Pesach, so is there Es Shalafanav. It undoes the entire 7 days. V'amalei Yochanan, lo lister el yomo. It should only ruin that day. What's like Manoshach? Isasar kulasasar. If it ruins, it has to ruin all seven. But how can it ruin only one day? Right? Kadosh Shivinikiyim. A man also can count Shivinikiyim as Zav. Seventh day has a Re'iyah. How can it only uproot that one day? Right? V'i lo tzasar lo nistar lo yomo. It shouldn't uproot anything. Ela ema lo nistar v'lo yomo. It doesn't uproot anything. Right? Why doesn't it uproot anything? Right? Why not? I'll tell you why not. Because he holds like a Yosef. Beginning of the day was good. Right? So now you had a Re'iyah. It's like a new Re'iyah. It's one day. Does that make sense? Is that what he says? No, not even that one day. Right?
For 3 hours.
What?
It's the afternoon.
No. So in other words, he saw his seventh day is Monday. Monday in the morning, he woke up, it's all good. And later, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he had a Re'iyah. Mixes Yom Kekula, is already considered good. Right? V'amalei, and Rabbi Yoshi said, Rabbi Yoshi, koi kavasach, I hold like you, to Amar, mikam ha'abamatame. It only goes going forward. Alright, so we'll stop here. I know we're stopping a little early. We'll stop here because this is where I stopped. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll just finish the perek. I don't want to finish the perek now. We're not going to finish it. I could finish it. It's just too long. We're not going to have enough time. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Right.
Everybody have a very good day.
Yeah.